Good morning and welcome again to Words of Faith. Thank you for tuning in today. It's great to have you listening, and we appreciate so much your joining us today. We look forward to opening up the Bible this morning and studying with you, and we're in Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, and today we're going to read verses 35 through 38. Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 35. Now remember, we're talking about the night of the Passover here. This is the night before Jesus was crucified, and he's spending some special quality time with his apostles. Soon, the apostles are going to be sent out on their own. After Jesus dies and ascends back to heaven, the Bible shows that he sent them into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. And remember that Jesus is helping to prepare them here. This is a very special occasion, and there are some very special words that are said on this occasion. So here in Luke chapter 22, he tells them some things about the future, some things to get them ready for the work that he's been training them for 3.5 years to do. Now, in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, in John's account, we find some things there said about this occasion that we don't read in Luke chapter 22. And specifically, what we find in John's account is that Jesus tells the disciples that they're going to have some very special help. They're going to have some very special assistance from heaven itself. And that will be because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you to remember the things that I've taught you. The Holy Spirit is also going to reveal to you some things that I didn't teach you because you weren't able to bear them at the time. So the Holy Spirit is going to be the great comforter. He's going to be their guide. Now that's what he talks about in John chapter 14 through 16. Now here in Luke chapter 22, in this passage that we're looking at this morning, he talks to them about physical needs and physical supplies because they were going to need and they are in need of these things. So let's begin here in verse 35, where Jesus said to these apostles, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? Now, what is he talking about here in verse 35? He said, I sent you, and when I sent you out without purse, and that refers to their pouch or their bag that they put money in. The scrip here refers to a bag that they would put supplies in, and extra shoes of any kind or extra sandals. Well, he's referring to what many times we call the limited commission. Remember that Jesus sent these disciples out to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and so forth. But he only sent them to the people of Israel. He didn't send them to the Gentiles. That's why we call it the limited commission. So that's recorded in Luke chapter 9. It's not given there in full detail like it is in Matthew chapter 10. If you want to get the full and complete picture of that limited commission, then you would need to go back to Matthew chapter 10. But in Luke's account, in Luke chapter 9, the Bible says in Luke 9, verse 1, he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now here's what he said, verse 3. He said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, nor bread, nor money, neither have 2 coats apiece. Somebody says, well, how were they to live? How were they to get by? How were they to survive? Where would they get anything to eat? Where would they stay? Well, they would stay in the homes of the people where they'd gone to preach. In verse 4, and whatsoever house you enter into, there abide and thence depart. So Jesus said, you are going to depend. As far as your needs are concerned, you're going to depend on the people that you've gone to preach to and you've gone to minister to. So they were going to be supported and they were going to depend on their support, on their livelihood, on their very existence from these people in these villages and towns into which they went. So this is kind of a forerunner here. It kind of laid the foundation for what would happen eventually in the church. And that is, in the church, as it began on Pentecost Day, and as it remains to this very day. Those who are teachers of the gospel depend on their support from the members that they teach and that they minister to. So in Luke chapter 9, Jesus said, "When I sent you out on that limited commission, you didn't take all these things with you. You didn't take a money bag, which would be something like a wallet to us men. You didn't take a staff." That's what he means by staves here. Now, you see, a staff back in those days, and I believe this is important to remember. I'm looking at Luke chapter 9, verse 3, because this is what Jesus is referring to here in Luke chapter 22, verse 35, when he sent them out without these things. Why would he mention the staff or the staves here in Luke chapter 9, verse 3? What was a staff used for? Well, a staff, of course, was oftentimes a shepherd's staff, and so he would use that to tend the sheep and to guide the sheep, to keep the flock going and to keep the flock in position. But also, a staff was used for other purposes. Now, it could be used in some instances as some kind of leverage tool. It could be used to measure things, but it could also be used for protection. For instance, if you've got a wild animal, or if you've got a person that is attacking one of these people, a staff could be used to protect yourself. So I think that's very important to remember, especially considering what we're going to be looking at here this morning. And remember what a staff was used for. It's not just to tend sheep with. They would take it with them when they knew that they were not going to be around sheep at all. So it had other purposes and other uses besides being used as a shepherd's staff. But the Bible says in verse 35, going back now to Luke chapter 22 and verse 35, Jesus said, "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, without these supplies, did you lack anything?" And the Lord's question here is a great, great lesson, folks. Jesus sent them out and they didn't take any supplies with them. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you were told to go into cities and towns like these apostles were, and you were told by the Lord, "Now don't take anything with you because the people there are going to support you. They're going to put you up in their houses and they're going to feed you and give you what you need." Would you be afraid? Would you be scared? Would you be anxious about that because you would say to yourself, "Well, what if somebody doesn't give me anything? Or what if somebody doesn't give me a place to stay?" Well, it's a great lesson in the fact that God provided for these men. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I believe that's what the disciples did. They were putting first, they were seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and as a result, because of that, God gave them what they needed. And that promise, folks, of Matthew 6, verse 33 is still true today. If we put God first, if we put God's kingdom and God's righteousness first, God is going to take care of our needs. God is going to take care of the things that we need in this lifetime. That is a promise from God in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But now Jesus said it's going to be different. He said that's the way that it was on that limited commission, but it's going to be different in the future. Because he says in verse 36, "But now, he that has a purse, let him take it." In other words, take some money with you this time. "And likewise his scrip or his bag." And they would put different kinds of supplies in that bag. They might put some extra food or other things that they might need on the trip. So he says, "You take that bag with you this time." And he says, "And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Now you see, that's just the opposite of what he told them the first time. The first time he said, "You don't even need a staff. You don't even need that rod or that staff of wood that a shepherd oftentimes had." But now he says, not only are you going to need something for protection, you're going to need more than a staff. You're going to need a sword. Now, obviously, Jesus told them to take a sword for one reason, and that is for protection. Jesus wanted them to protect themselves. And so here, folks, we have divine authority. We have Bible authority for protecting our lives. Jesus told them to get a sword. And the Bible tells us in verse 37, we're going to skip through this and go to verse 38, and then if we have enough time, we'll come back to verse 37 because it talks about the fulfillment of Scripture here. But in verse 37, after he said, if you don't have a sword, sell your garment and buy one, he said, for I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Now, look at verse 38 and read this very carefully. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. Now, I want you to notice here what is going on. The Lord told these apostles to get a sword. And these apostles said, Lord, we've got two swords right here. The Lord said, it is enough. So Jesus told them to get swords. The apostles said, we've got some swords. Jesus authorized them to carry these swords, and the disciples did carry swords. So if there's a passage in the Bible that authorizes us to protect our lives, it's right here in Luke chapter 22. Somebody says, well, do you think that this is authority for Christians to own a gun to protect themselves today? Absolutely. There's no difference between a sword and a gun, except that one is a piece of metal that you swing with, the other is a quite different instrument, but they're both made for protecting human life. Now, I know that they're abused. I know that they're misused. I know that people use them in the wrong way. They always have. You know, sometimes people today say, well, but there are all kinds of bad uses of guns. I mean, criminals have guns and they kill people. Well, back in the first century, there were a lot of criminals that had swords and they murdered people with those swords. But Jesus didn't say because of that, that you Christians can't own swords just because some people abuse them. He said, in fact, to these apostles, I want you to have a sword. So yes, the Bible authorizes Christians to protect themselves and to protect the lives of their family members. Luke chapter 22, verses 36 and 38. And let me urge you to go back and read that passage, share it with other people. I believe that this is teaching that oftentimes is not known, it's not understood, people don't really realize that this section is in the Bible, and we need to make it known to people in this day and age. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been great to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.